This is the body scan meditation from the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. You can begin this exercise by just finding a nice quiet place where you won't be disturbed, preferably on your back on the floor or on your bed, but this can also be done in a chair, just sinking into the chair. You can do this with your eyes open or your eyes closed, whichever is comfortable to you. Begin by settling into your space. And then getting yourself situated. Letting your feet, if you're on the floor, letting your feet fall out to the sides. Your arms at your sides, palms facing upwards. And just taking a moment just to settle in. Listening to the sounds around you, feeling the sensations of the floor or the chair that you're in or the bed, and simply begin by just noticing your breath, just moving freely in and out of your body. Just letting your attention rest on the breath coming in and going out. Filling your lungs. And then to even feel this even a little bit more deeply, just placing your hands on your stomach and just feeling the rise of your stomach each time the lungs fill. Feeling the breath come in and then actually feeling that breath with your hands as the stomach rises and then contracts. And just keeping your attention right here on your breath for a moment. And just remembering anytime your mind wanders, simply bring it back to the breath and begin again. No judgment or no beating yourself up. Just simply bring that attention back to the breath and the sensations with your breath. And then as we begin, you can let your hands back down at your sides. And just begin with a widening this attention now, taking in the whole body, the width, and the breadth and the length, just feeling this whole container of your body here, all the way from the top of your head to the tips of your feet. And then from your left side to your right side, the back of your body that's touching the floor or the chair, and the front of your body that's facing the ceiling. Just expanding that awareness to experience this whole body lying here in stillness. Just lying still and simply breathing. Just taking a moment to notice any sensations or emotions that may be here. Just noticing. And then beginning by focusing that attention all the way down into the left big toe. And as we do this, a reminder to you don't need to, if you don't feel anything in any particular area, that's okay. No need to wiggle it or anything. Just come to that area and see if you can sense any feelings, any sensations that may be here. It may be even helpful to imagine your breath coming right down into that spot as you breathe in. And if you don't feel anything at this point, that's okay too. So begin by sensing that left big toe. Trying to see if you can feel any of the fabric of the socks if you're wearing socks. Maybe you feel a sense of air, coolness, or warmth if your feet are bare. Can you try and feel the toenail that's there on the left big toe? And then shifting across, bringing that awareness across your foot onto your left pinky toe, the little toe. Trying to feel any sensations that may be there. Maybe even trying to feel that little toenail there. And then noticing the three toes in between. Maybe even the toenails on those toes. And then try to sense if you can feel the spaces in between those toes. And then bringing your attention to the tops of that left foot. And again, maybe here's an opportunity to feel a sock or some kind of fabric that may be there, or the air if not. And then bringing your attention now to the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet. And first sensing the balls of the feet, that area we place a lot of pressure on during the day as we're walking and standing and walking. What do you feel here right now? What sensations may be here in the balls of your feet, balls of the left foot? And then maybe noticing the toe pads, that little space underneath each toe. And then noticing the metatarsals, that little curve in between the toe pads and the ball of the foot on the left side. Bringing your attention now into that arch, that inner arch on the left foot, and tracing that all the way up from the ball of the foot up and over down towards the heel region. Maybe you feel some tingling in here. And now noticing the outer arch, the outer left side of your foot. And then noticing the whole sole of your foot. And then coming down and noticing your heel, the heel of the left foot. Just bringing your attention, swirling around there, noticing what you see, what you feel. Bringing your breath down into this region of the left heel. See if you can sense that one little spot, if you're resting on the floor, that one little spot where the floor and the heel are coming in contact, and that little spot that's bearing the weight of that foot. Maybe you can take your breath all the way down right into that spot. And now starting to move up the left leg. First noticing the ankle. Again, swirling that attention all the way around the ankle on all sides. And then start to move up the left foot. Noticing your calves. Just seeing if you can breathe into this area. Noticing the shins. And can you feel the bone inside in the lower left leg? Can you even feel that little ridge that runs along the top of the leg bone? And then moving up, coming up to the left knee. And just noticing the knee, what's here right now. Not needing to change it if it's sore, just noticing. Noticing the kneecap, the patella. And seeing if you can bring your attention underneath that kneecap and feel around in this area here. Noticing tendons. Joints. And then continuing to move up that left leg and noticing the thighs and the quads, the thigh muscles in this area. And then deep inside all of that is that thigh bone, and really trying to see if you can trace that from the knee all the way up to the hip socket, feeling that thigh bone deep inside your leg. And then pausing this narrow focus for a moment and widening that for just a moment to just take in that entire left leg. Feeling that leg from the tip of the left toe to the top of the pelvis. Just feeling the weight of that leg and feel that leg sinking into the floor or to the chair. And then narrowing that focus again, and almost like a little laser coming across the pelvic area and then down the right leg and then coming right in sharp focus onto the right big toe. And the same on this side, just seeing what you feel here in this left, right big toe. Can you feel the toenail? Can you feel the contact with socks or anything that you may be wearing? Or feel the coolness or warmth of the air? And again, no need to wiggle if you don't feel it. Just notice any sensations that may or may not be present. And then moving your awareness across to the right little pinky toe. Seeing if you can sense the curve of that toe, if it may be curved or if it's straight. Maybe noticing the little toenail that might be there. And then noticing the toes in between. And maybe even the toenails here. And then the spaces in between those toes. And then bringing your attention to the tops of that right foot. Again, perhaps noticing a sensation of touching the fabric, contact with fabric or socks. And then moving your attention now underneath the foot to the sole of the foot. And then narrowing that down to the balls of the right foot. Again, this area that takes a lot of the contact and the pressure all day long as we walk about and stand and sit. Always coming in contact with the ground. What is felt here right now? And then the pads of the toes, the parts of the toes that are touching the ground during the day. What's felt here? And then seeing if you can bring your awareness to the little curve there, the metatarsals that curve in between the toes and right up into the balls of the foot. And now stretching that awareness into noticing the inner arch of the right foot and really trying to take your breath all the way right down into that inner arch and see if you notice any tingling that might be present here. And then stretching that awareness over into the outside arch of the right foot. And then the sole, the whole bottom of your right foot down to the heel. Just noticing the heel. Just exploring this whole area, what may be felt or may not be felt. Seeing if you notice that one little spot if you're laying on the floor, where the heel is coming in contact with the floor and supporting the weight. And if you're in the chair, what parts of the foot are touching the floor if you're sitting? And then starting to move up that right leg. Bringing your awareness all around that right ankle, exploring all sides. And then beginning to move up Noticing the shins and your calves. Maybe feeling the bone that's in the lower leg. Maybe even the ridge on the top of that bone, the leg bone. Then bring your awareness up to the knee. See if you can tell if that knee is bent or if it's straight. And feeling the kneecap, the patella. And trying to feel underneath that kneecap if you can. Knees are another area. There's oftentimes pain or tightness, soreness associated here. And if there is, just what do you notice here? Not trying to change it, but just trying to notice it in this moment. Notice the quality of the pain, where it's originating from. Is it a sharp pain or a dull ache? Just noticing it. And if it feels too much, just pass on and move up the leg. As we continue to move up the right leg, and now noticing the upper right leg and the quads and the thigh muscles. And then trying to feel deep inside, feeling that thigh bone. And then feeling that all the way from the knee up into the hip socket joint. And then just like we did on the left side, now on the right side, expanding your awareness for just a moment and taking in that whole right leg. Just feeling that whole leg from the foot all the way up to the pelvis. Feeling the weight of the right leg sinking into the floor or the chair. And then narrowing again that attention and just bringing your attention to rest in the whole pelvic area and the pelvic bowl. And then underneath the whole buttocks area and feeling the pressures that may be there as you rest on the floor, on a chair, what parts are coming in contact. Notice any warmth or coolness that may be there. Notice if you feel any fabric of the clothing that you're wearing. And then as we start to explore the low back area, right above the buttocks, seeing if you can notice that little curve in the lumbar that's between the buttocks and the low back. Kind of curl and feel up inside the vertebrae that are there. No need to move it, just noticing. And then slowly start to feel that first part of the spine that's touching the floor as you come down off that curve. And then seeing if you can feel the ribs that are emanating from the spine in that area. And just what parts in the low back are touching the floor and what parts are suspended. Noticing if there's any pain or tightness in the back region and just breathing into here and just noticing, not needing to change it, but just bringing this curious quality to investigate. And then moving the awareness up, noticing the mid-back region. Perhaps more of the spine is touching the floor, more ribs emanating out are also touching. And as you breathe, see if you can feel that pressure pushing those ribs in the vertebrae into the floor or to the chair. Feeling that movement spreading outwards with each breath. And then coming to your upper back, just noticing what's here. Maybe there's another curve upwards again. Maybe not all of it's touching the floor. And then coming back to the shoulder area and seeing if the shoulders, if they're touching the chair or the floor, or if they feel suspended. then with a breath, breathing into this upper back region and noticing what is here, what is felt. Noticing any tightness or soreness. Just bringing some curiosity into this region. And then moving that attention again, focusing your attention now into the stomach, to the lower abdomen. Feeling the movement in this region as you breathe and the lungs fill, and just notice how the stomach moves up and down. And just taking a moment, just sensing the movement here of this lower abdomen. Can you feel the skin stretch a little bit as the lungs expand and the stomach moves upwards? Then can you bring that attention inside and notice what's inside the stomach right now? Notice if there's feelings depending on what time of day it is for you. Maybe the stomach is empty and you sense that emptiness. Maybe a rumbling, maybe there's hunger there. Or maybe you've just had a meal and you sense fullness and the beginnings of digestion. Just noticing what you can tell about your stomach. What is felt here? Does the stomach feel calm, busy, irritated? When you bring curiosity here, what is felt? And then bringing your awareness up a little higher, up into the mid-chest area. And really noticing your breath here, with each breath, how those ribs move and push upwards. Taking a moment just to bring your attention to rest on the breath and the movement of the ribs. See if you can trace that movement from the tops of the ribs all the way down your sides to right into the vertebrae, into the spinal column. Remember, anytime you feel sleepy, if you're laying on your back, just bending your arms and pointing your fingers towards the ceiling and just keeping your hands suspended upwards. Sometimes that's just a little bit of enough that keeps you a little bit more alert and awake those times when you start to drift off. Also, taking a deeper breath sometimes helps to bring some more awareness and alertness into the body. And now moving to the upper chest area. And just sensing as much as you can about the upper chest, the outer area here. What parts of your skin is felt against the fabric of your clothes? Or any skin that's exposed to the air, feeling the temperature, the warmth, or the coolness. And really listening to see if you can feel the heart beating inside here. Really going deep inside and seeing if you can feel that heart beating in your chest. This amazing organ that's giving us life right now. Pumping the blood to all our vital organs. And now moving your awareness up and over the shoulders. And just sensing the shoulders for a moment. Another area that holds a lot of tension for people. And what is felt here right now? Just exploring the tops of the shoulders, and the sides, and the front and the back. What do you feel here right now? And then moving down your arms, the upper arms first, and feeling your biceps, trying to see if you can feel the bone there in the arm. Feeling underneath to the underarms. Maybe sense a different temperature, maybe it's slightly warmer here, perhaps. Feeling your elbows, both elbows. Noticing if you can tell if they're bent or if they're straight. And then both lower arms, noticing the backs of the arms. Noticing what parts of the arms are touching the floor and what's felt here. Or if you're in a chair, if they're touching the chair or they're touching your body. Now feeling the inside of the lower arms. See if you can tell the different quality, if there's a bit more of a softness on the inside of the lower arms versus the outer part. And maybe even more of a softness right around the wrist area. And pausing to notice if you can feel a sense of circulation or pulsing as you notice, bring some curiosity to both wrists. And then noticing the backs of both hands. And sensing the air around the hands. Coming down and feeling the backs of the fingers and the fingernails, backs of the thumbs and the thumbnails. And now onto the palms and the fingertips and the fingers. Maybe you notice some tingling in the fingertips and some tingling in the palms. If you don't, that's fine too. It's an area that often can be felt when laying still. And now widening that attention again and just noticing both arms together. From the tips of the fingers all the way up to the shoulders and feeling the weight of them sinking into the floor, the bed, or the chair. And then narrowing that focus, moving back up the arms, up and over the shoulders, and up around the neck. Just feeling all around the neck. Trying to feel inside and see if you can feel the curve in the neck. And that upper vertebrae area. And then coming up and over the lips, the chin and the lips. Sensing the coolness or the warmth of the air on your lips. Can you tell if they're moist or if they're dry? And then coming in and feeling the teeth in your mouth. Sensing your upper and lower teeth. And then tracing right down and feeling how they're rooted right into the jaw, how those roots of those teeth root right into the jaw. And feeling the gums surrounding all those teeth. And then feeling the cheeks, the inside cheeks, the moistness. Feeling the roof of your mouth and the base of the mouth. And feeling the tongue just resting there. And then coming out and noticing up and above the upper lip and then going, moving up your attention up towards the nose. And that area right below the nose and then noticing both nostrils. And inside, just feeling the air as it moves in past the little hairs in the nostrils. Seeing if you can follow with that air coming in, follow your attention in and noticing the sinus cavities as the air fills in. And then coming out of the nose and just feeling along the bridge of the nose and the outer nostrils. And spreading out over both cheeks. All the facial muscles. Just laying here still, quiet. And then noticing both ears, the outer ears and the earlobes. Then seeing if you can bring your attention into both ears and noticing on the inside an inner ear canal. What may be felt here, if you can. And then coming up and just feeling more areas of the face. And narrowing that attention into the eyes and the eyeballs, just floating in their sockets. And the eyelids closed over them, resting. And then sensing the eyelashes and the eyebrows. And the area where the eyebrows are rooted into the skin. And then extending that awareness up towards the forehead. Up and over. And now to your scalp. And just noticing any sensations up along the scalp. Maybe tingling. Maybe contact with the air for exposed areas. Moving that awareness all the way back down. And if you're lying on the floor, noticing that little spot where the head is resting on the floor or the pillow. Maybe you're touching a chair there too. Letting your breath go right into that spot where there's contact between the head and the floor. And now widening out. One last time, just widening out as we start to begin to close this practice. Just widening out and feeling the whole body again, the whole container of your body in the stillness. Noticing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, from the left side to the right side, front to back. Just this whole wonderful, amazing body that's ours. Been with us since day one. And in this wider attention here, what is felt? What parts of your attention are drawn into certain areas? Maybe those are areas of a little tightness or soreness, or maybe they're areas of deep relaxation. But just noticing as you lay here at the end, what is felt and sensed. And then coming back to rest on our breath. And just staying with our breath for the next three full breaths, noticing that breath from the beginning all the way to the end, beginning of the inhalation, and then all the way to the exhalation, doing that three times. And now just bringing a little bit of movement in. First, wiggling those toes and bringing some movement and sensation in here. Still keeping your attention on that movement. And as you're doing that, now moving your fingers, bringing your attention to both fingers and toes. And now with a deep inhalation, letting your arms reach up towards the ceiling, up overhead. and then continuing them to let them pass over, up and over behind you. And doing a deep full body stretch, stretching your hands in one direction and the feet in the opposite direction. And really deepening that stretch and letting a nice deep yawn. And now, slowly curving your knees up towards your chest and wrapping your hands around. And just taking a moment just to roll. Gently massaging that pelvis. If you'd like to deepen the stretch a little bit, bring your forehead towards the knees. And as you're doing that again, continuing to bring that awareness to those areas, feeling the spine as you stretch. And then releasing your head, releasing your feet. And then just rolling to your side and resting and preparing slowly to come back up. Taking as much time as you need, coming back into a sitting or standing, and completing the practice. Thank you.